Hearing that, Michelle, I assume we will go ahead and start. This is the September 14th, 2021 special board meeting of the Des Moines Water Works Board of Trustees. Our purpose here today is to discuss our ongoing regionalization discussions, if you will. As I think we mentioned either at a board meeting or at a committee meeting, I don't recall, a strategic committee, if you will, consisting of Diane and me and Ted and Amy Kaler and Kyle Danley and Rick Malm. I believe that's everybody, right, Ted?
That is correct.
We've met and discussed a couple of what I would say would be the outstanding issues that have continued from discussions with West Des Moines and Urbandale, given a lot of thought to how we close these negotiations out. And it was the consensus of this group, if you will, that, and again, I'm repeating myself, but forgive me, but just to set the stage, it was a consensus of that group that we get to a point where a meeting be held with representatives of Des Moines Water Works, representatives of West Des Moines Water Works, and representatives of Urbandale. With the idea being that that meeting be focused on the three or four outstanding issues that stand before us. So hopefully we can get some clarity among those potential partners so that we can come back and draft a 2080 that could then be presented to all of the communities across the region. So our thought today was, I'd open the floor up for any comments or questions that we can discuss in public session about the process or any of the items. We anticipate that there are some things that we will want to discuss because they are sensitive to negotiations. They actually impact Des Moines Water Works financially and strategically, that some of those questions and discussion need to be held in a closed session. So I think I'll turn it over to Ted and Amy, Diane, anybody else, if there's or anybody who has questions, so that, you know, during this public discussion, and then we can make a decision about going into a closed session. Does that make sense, Ted?
It does, Graham. The only thing I would add to that explanation is that we've exchanged a series of letters with West Des Moines and Urbandale that stated their position and alternatively our position on these outstanding issues. We believe it's appropriate to try to just get together and work them out, as Graham said. And so we have had the most recent letter from West Des Moines with their most recent perspective. We believe the ball is in our court. We would like to talk to the board about specifically what our response should be and how we can bring this discussion to conclusion.
And just to restate the obvious, I mean, if we decide here to go into closed session, we will talk about, you know, how we're going to negotiate and the items they're going to bring up. What we're not doing today is making any decisions, final decisions about 2080s or operating things. This is just an informative back and forth discussion. We would then, as a negotiating team, have a discussion with West Des Moines and Urbandale, get a sense of where they stand on these issues, come back, provide this board and Rick's team and others some direction, if you will, to draft that final 2080. So what we discussed today is, as I say, is just a negotiating strategy about going forward. This board's going to have another chance, at least one more chance, multiple chances to construct the final 2080 that we offer. Sue, you look like you were about to say something. No?
I'm ready to go into closed session. I'm eager to hear how we can resolve the final issues.
Does anybody have anything for this public session before we go into the closed session? Seeing none, I'll look for maybe I can read the motion as it's printed here. I don't have it in front of me. Hold on a second. I thought I did.
I can share.
Can you do it? Can you just Yeah, share it and I'll read it. I'll look for this motion. And while that's being pulled up, again, we're not going to take any action. We're going to go into a closed session and another platform, and then we will come back out and we will not take action. But I'm looking for a motion for a closed session to be held under Section 388.91 Code of Iowa to discuss marketing and pricing strategies and proprietary information that may impact its competitive position by public disclosure not required of potential or actual competitors related to ongoing negotiations over creating an integrated regional water authority. Each of these topics will be discussed in closed session to avoid disclosure likely to prejudice or disadvantage the position of Des Moines Waterworks. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
We got a motion from Sue and a second from Joel, and this will require a voice vote. And once we have the voice vote, then we'll go into the other platform.
Ashbrenner?
Yes.
Bolton?
Yes.
Gillette?
Yes.
Hupper?
Yes.
Munns?
Yes.
All right, we'll go into the other platform. As a reminder, please sign out of Zoom. And Michelle, you'll make sure that everybody has, if you don't mind.
Yep, I'm going to stop the recording right now.
Great, and I'll see everybody.